Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture and market analysis time now. Wednesday's market activity, surprising, according to Andrew Kabish of Lighthouse Commodities in Bismarck.
Corn was a little surprising, but you did break the proverbial $4 DEIS level, trade down to 396, and actually recovered back above 4 here at the close today. We kind of did the similar things a year ago, traded down to some pretty, cheap sub $4 numbers on DEIS corn, and then kind of definitely, looking at the bid ask today, looked like there was definitely some value buying getting done here around this $4 mark. So that's encouraging, even though it's not a great number to be encouraged at. You're seeing some buying going on here. I think guys really need to be strategic about what they think they're going to have for space and how they're going to plan for cash flow needs and things like that, and not just blatantly ship too much into town too fast and try to use their bins strategically. But there's definitely looking like a pretty healthy crop in all the areas that I'm working with guys in, certainly. So, pretty strong seasonal, that you're not going to see a ton of activity in spring wheat here through the month of August. Might get a little bounce, but right now things are just kind of sideways here for the moment. I've just talked to some guys in South Dakota. They're northern South Dakota. They'll be starting here today, tomorrow. I've been hearing some smatterings of spring wheat in the valley coming off. It sounds like quality at this point's okay. I think as long as we can keep these excessive rains away, we'll be all right.
Ed Ussett, University of Minnesota grain marketing specialist, says consider the carry.
First of all, if someone was lucky enough, smart enough, better than me to have sold new crop corn or soybeans, or even September or December wheat, you've got an opportunity to roll that spread forward, buy back December corn, for example, and sell July corn. And the combination of a good early sale with the additional carry is going to make for a very good price by next spring. Even if you didn't get an early sale off, I see an opportunity to pick up 50 cents or more on corn just by selling the carry at harvest this year. I introduce people to this concept of sunk costs in terms of, if you've already built it, it's a sunk cost. So really the relevant storage cost to farmers with storage on the farm, interest on your money if you got an operating loan, you got to put a little bit in there for shrink.
U of M grain marketing specialist Ed Ussett on AgriTalk referenced some of the private guesstimates for the average corn yield and soybean yield in the U.S.
We're trading a huge crop. Fact is, we're trading a huge crop. Corn export demand is really good. Feed demand, you're talking about cattle and hogs and dairy. The sun is shining on those industries finally, so feed demand should be good. The demand side of the equation is good. As I like to say, the supply side is gooder, and that's our problem right now. New crop soybean bookings are the lowest they've been at this time of year in 20 years, but I think soybeans the tale of two cities is the export side is awful. The crush side is crushing it, no pun intended. I'm calculating the board crush margin based on November beans and December meal and oil. That's over $2. It's like $2.20 a bushel. I've never seen it that high before. And it's really driven by the oil market, first of all. And in fact, the traditionally, meal is 60% of the product value and oil 40% around there. Right now, they're 50-50 based on the value of oil. So the crushing margins are incredible, despite the fact that the industry has opened up 12 new plants or extensions in the last year, 2 years.
Grain marketing is simple. It's just not easy. That's his book, Ed Ussett, U of M, on AgriTalk yesterday. This is Inside Agriculture, time for the weather forecast.